The attacks on the foreign housing compounds outside Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, immediately raised questions on Capitol Hill about how actively the Bush administration has pursued al-Qaeda. Senator Bob Graham, the Florida Democrat who's also a presidential contender, said the attack confirmed his earlier warnings that a war with Iraq could distract the U.S. from dismantling al-Qaeda. Senate Republicans defended the administration's anti-terror campaign. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
As the Senate Intelligence Committee's top Democrat, Bob Graham has had considerable access to sensitive information about al-Qaeda. Yesterday, Graham told reporters at the Capitol that what appears to have been the biggest strike by al-Qaeda since the September 11th attacks should not have happened.
It could have been avoided if you had actually crushed the basic infrastructure of al-Qaeda, that they would not have had the capability to launch such a sophisticated attack.
Graham had consistently opposed invading Iraq on the grounds that Saddam Hussein's regime was far less a threat to the U.S. than terrorist groups such as al-Qaeda and Hezbollah.
The war in Iraq was a distraction. It took us off the war on terror, which we were on a path to win. We've now let it slip away from us.
Americans today, Graham said, are less secure from terrorists than they were a year ago. Other Democrats generally had no comments to make about the attacks in Saudi Arabia. But Graham was joined in his criticism of the anti-terror campaign by Wisconsin Democrat Russell Feingold.
Because it is not at all clear to me that we are as focused on this mission as we should be. I fear that our mission has become obscured and our approach unfocused.
The White House was quick to respond to Graham's remarks. Spokesman Scott McClellan said, quote, "We recognize there is a Democratic primary underway. The blame for the Riyadh attacks," he added, "lies with the terrorists who hate freedom and hate America and have hate in their hearts." Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist says progress has been made in the war on terror. He pointed to what he saw as a lesson in the apparently coordinated strike in Saudi Arabia.
I think if anything, it demonstrates that we do have a lot of work to do, that it's going to take a long-term commitment, and I obviously would wholeheartedly disagree with any allegation that this is a failure on the part of the United States and in fighting this war on terror.
Others in the GOP leadership were also quick to defend the administration's pursuit of al-Qaeda. Pennsylvania's Rick Santorum heads the Senate Republican caucus.
The fact is we've been arresting a lot of very senior al-Qaeda officials. We've seen, as you know, no attacks, al-Qaeda attacks in this country for better than a year and a half. I don't think anyone a year and a half ago would have said that if we'd gone a year and a half without a terrorist attack in this country, that would be considered to be a failure.
The problem isn't how well the United States has pursued al-Qaeda, says Arizona Republican Senator John McCain. It's that the attacks took place in a country that has done little to help the U.S. in its war on terror.
We have arrested al-Qaeda operatives. We've broken up al-Qaeda cells. We've made significant progress against al-Qaeda. But we haven't in Saudi Arabia, and that's because the Saudi Arabians have not cooperated with us.
Still, Florida's Graham asserted yesterday that the problem goes beyond the bombings in Riyadh. He accused the Bush administration of failing to act on information it knew about prior to the September 11th attacks, information that's in a classified 800-page report finished 5 months ago by a joint intelligence inquiry. Graham said the CIA maintains it's still deciding what in that report can be declassified.
I do not believe this information is of a national security nature. I think that it is not being released because it is, frankly, embarrassing, both embarrassing as to what happened before September the 11th, but maybe even more so, the fact that the lessons of September the 11th are not being applied today.
Graham said information that was not heeded before the 9/11 attacks is still going unused. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.